Chapter 3. Captain Wentworth arrives. A few days later, the Crofts came to visit Mary and Charles at Uppercross Cottage. Charles was out, but Anne and Mary were at home. Mrs. Croft had dark eyes and a friendly face, and Anne liked her very much. The Admiral talked to Mary and played with her two little boys. Mrs. Croft talked to Anne, but she did not say anything to Anne about her relationship with Frederick. "Mrs. Croft doesn't know about Frederick and me," Anne thought. "That's very good." But suddenly, Mrs. Croft said, "I think that you knew my brother when he was living in this area. Did you know that he is married now?"
"So Frederick is married," thought Anne.
She was upset, but she did not show her feelings. But then Mrs. Croft said, "I mean that my older brother, Edward, is married. My younger brother, Frederick, is coming to stay with us soon at Kellynch Hall. He's been abroad with the Navy, but he's just come back to England."
"Oh," thought Anne. She felt confused. "So Frederick is coming here. How will I feel when I see him? But I'm sure that he doesn't care about me now."
A few days later, Captain Frederick Wentworth arrived at Kellynch Hall. Soon after that, Mr. and Mrs. Musgrove invited him to dinner at the Great House. They asked Charles, Mary, and Anne to come too. But on the day before the dinner, Charles and Mary's little son, Charles, fell and hurt his back. Charles and Mary were very worried and called the doctor. The doctor felt little Charles's body.
"Your son will be fine," said the doctor, "but he needs to stay in bed and rest."
The next day, the little boy was much better. In the evening, his father said,
"Little Charles is doing well, so I don't need to stay at home now. I'll go to my parents' house for dinner. Captain Wentworth will be there, and I very much want to meet him."
"But you can't go without me," said Mary. "I want to meet Captain Wentworth too."
"Don't you want to stay with little Charles?" asked her husband. "You're his mother."
"Don't worry, Mary," said Anne. "You and Charles can go to the Great House. I'll look after little Charles. If he becomes worse, I can send you a message."
"Oh, thank you, Anne," said Mary.
Anne was very happy to stay at home. She felt embarrassed about meeting Frederick again. So Charles and Mary went to the Great House for dinner. When they came back, they could not stop talking about the captain.
"It was a wonderful evening," said Mary. "There was lots of music and singing and dancing. And Captain Wentworth is very handsome and friendly. He and Charles are going for a walk after breakfast tomorrow."
The next morning, while Anne and Mary were still having breakfast, Captain Wentworth came to Uppercross Cottage with Charles's sisters, Henrietta and Louisa. He stayed for only a short time. He said a few polite words to Anne, and then he went out with Charles and the two girls. When she saw Captain Wentworth, Anne felt confused and upset. "It was very difficult seeing Frederick," she thought,
but next time I meet him, it will be easier. Later that day, Mary said to Anne,
Captain Wentworth was talking to Henrietta about you. He thinks that you've changed a lot.
Oh, thought Anne. She felt sad. Well, it's true that I'm not young and pretty now. But Frederick hasn't changed. He still looks the same.
Mr. and Mrs. Musgrove liked Captain Wentworth very much. They often invited him for dinner at the great house. Both Henrietta and Louisa were very interested in him. They asked him lots of questions about his life in the Navy. The Musgroves usually invited Charles, Mary, and Anne too. So Anne and Captain Wentworth were often together in the same room. He was polite to Anne, but he did not speak much to her. Anne did not blame him, but she felt sad. The Musgroves often invited young people to their house for dancing and parties. Both Henrietta and Louisa enjoyed dancing with Captain Wentworth very much. Sometimes, a young man called Mr. Hayter came to the great house. Mr. Hayter was in love with Henrietta, and she liked him very much too. But after Captain Wentworth arrived in Uppercross, Mr. Hayter became worried. Henrietta is very interested in this Captain Wentworth, he thought sadly. Have her feelings for me changed? He felt sad and jealous. Charles and Mary often talked about Frederick at Uppercross Cottage.
Captain Wentworth is rich, said Charles. I very much hope that he'll marry one of my sisters.
Yes, said Mary. Both Henrietta and Louisa are interested in him. Which one does he prefer, do you think?
I think that he prefers Louisa, replied Charles.
Well, I hope that he marries Henrietta, said Mary. She's prettier than Louisa. And Captain Wentworth will be a much better husband for Henrietta than Mr. Hayter.
I don't agree, said Charles. Mr. Hayter is a good man, and Henrietta likes him very much.
He went out of the room.
My husband never thinks about my feelings, said Mary to Anne. Mr. Hayter's family are not as important as the Musgroves. I don't want a relationship with someone from a poor family. So, if Henrietta marries him, it will be very difficult for me.
One morning, Captain Wentworth came to Uppercross Cottage. Anne was downstairs with little Charles. The little boy was still not well, and he was lying on the sofa. When Frederick saw Anne, he was surprised.
Please excuse me, he said. I'm looking for Henrietta and Louisa. Aren't they here?
They're upstairs with my sister, said Anne. They'll come down soon.
Anne could not think of anything to say to Frederick. She knelt down by little Charles and began talking to him. Frederick walked to the window and looked out. Just then, Mr. Hayter arrived at Uppercross Cottage. When he saw Captain Wentworth, he did not look happy.
Please, sit down and wait, said Anne to Mr. Hayter.
Henrietta and Louisa are upstairs. Captain Wentworth tried to talk to Mr. Hayter, but Mr. Hayter did not want to talk to him. He sat down at the table and started reading his book. Suddenly, the door opened, and Walter, little Charles's 2-year-old brother, ran in. He climbed on Anne's back and put his arms around her neck.
"Get down, Walter," said Anne. "You're hurting me."
She tried to push him away, but Walter climbed on her back again.
"Listen to your aunt, Walter," said Mr. Hayter. "Get down from her back and come here."
But Walter did not want to listen to Mr. Hayter. Just then, Anne felt strong hands take Walter away from her back. She turned and saw Frederick carrying Walter across the room. She was surprised, but also very happy. "That was kind of Frederick to help me," she thought. She wanted to thank him, but she could not speak. Then Mary and the 2 Musgrove sisters came into the room, and Anne went out.